Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People applying Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today our very special guest is fellow Rotarian Vivian Hardison, who will be talking to us about why Rotary is relevant in today's world.
And good morning, Vivian Hardison, outstanding Rotarian. Welcome to Radio Rotary.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Vivian, tell us, you're not from the Hudson Valley. What club are you with?
I'm currently a member of the Glen Cove Rotary Club in Glen Cove, New York.
Right. And that's in Nassau County?
That is in Nassau County.
And you drove all the way up here on a beautiful Hudson Valley morning, morning.
We sent the Pall Mall Broadcasting limousine for her.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
And how did you get here? I know, I got here on my broomstick.
I hitchhiked. Actually, I had the pleasure of meeting Vivian at a makeup meeting on Long Island.
Did you really?
Yeah, one of the great things about Rotary is that they hit you over the head with a 2x4 if you miss a meeting, so you have to go to makeup meetings. And I was out in Long Island on business. I had the pleasure of meeting Vivian, and she was such
a fabulously exciting
speaker and table guest that I said, you got to come up to Radio Rotary to talk about why you're
Rotarian. So you vetted her. I wondered how she got here.
So, all right, get back to
but
Vivian.
But anyway, wait. I just want to let our listening audience know that you made a very good point that Rotary has an international fellowship. And
That's
right. As you go around to different clubs, districts, and we're going to be on the road very soon at the International Conference in New Orleans.
We're taking our Radio Rotary microphones to New Orleans to the Rotary International Convention.
But down
we
there.
To our guests,
yes,
please?
We will. We are. Yes, we are. But Vivian holds a very important function office position in her district, which is you're in charge of membership for
yes.
the district, aren't you? Give our listening audience a little bit of background of what that means exactly.
Well, currently I'm serving as the district membership chair for all of District 7250, which comprises of Nassau County, Queens, and Brooklyn. And I have the responsibility of overseeing the membership development and retention of 41 clubs in that district.
Wow, that sounds like a tremendous responsibility. I know here in our district in the Hudson Valley, they have some old geezer who's membership chair. Oh, that's me.
Oh, would that be you, Joe?
That would be me. But I'm sure Vivian does a whole lot better job than I do because she's a very vivacious person. Vivian, what first got you interested in Rotary?
Well, I was actually approached by a new friend of mine. I just recently moved to Glen Cove, and a young lady by the name of Lisa Cohen, who was a member of the Glen Cove Rotary Club, invited me to lunch. It was an invitation to come to lunch and to see what they're doing in the community.
Where do you all meet?
We currently meet at the restaurant called Epiphany on Cedar Swamp Road in Glen Cove, New York.
And what day of the week and what time?
We meet on Tuesdays at 12:15.
And Sarah, of course, is too shy to ask, but she wants to know how the food was.
Yeah, that's me, very shy. How's the food, Vivian?
The food is fantastic. Angela does a phenomenal job preparing meals for us. It's always delicious.
I can second that. So, Vivian, a friend invites you to a Rotary lunch. And what was your impression of Rotary before you got there? Because most people think, well, it's a bunch of old guys sitting around eating lunch and, you know, smoking cigars.
In some places it is.
Not in Vivian's club.
Well, truth be told, it really was a bunch of old guys sitting around tables. But I saw that, but here's what I really did see. I saw a need there, a need to be a little more open and to let people know what you do in the community. And that's what Lisa Cohen said. That's the reason why she invited me to come to see what we're doing and to see if I could lend a hand because I'm interested in community development.
And what do you do actually in your day job, shall we say, when you're not a Rotarian? Well, you're always a Rotarian, but what do you do when you're not at Rotary?
I am always a Rotarian. I tell people I was Rotarian before I put my name on anybody's roster.
Okay.
But what I do professionally, I own two businesses. One is located in downtown Brooklyn Heights. The other one is located a home-based business, and that is an e-commerce online distribution company that I own. But in both businesses, I get to hang out with all kinds of interesting people, solving problems and making them money. So I make people happy.
Oh, that's great.
That sounds good. Well, getting back to your career as a Rotarian, you joined this Glen Cove Club, correct?
Yes.
That's tough to say, you know, even on radio. And what was it about Rotary that attracted you, I mean, other than the opportunity to serve?
What attracted me was that I met a group of like-minded people whose hearts were filled with nothing but compassion. And I wanted to join in their cause and helping to make the communities better.
Tell us about some of the things you've done through Rotary that to help communities better and the world better.
Well, one of the first things I did when I joined the Glen Cove Rotary Club is Lisa Cohen asked me if I can help with membership development. When I came on board to Rotary, the club currently had about 17 members. And within a year and a half, actually 6 months after I joined, they asked me if I would help with membership development.
So you got involved pretty early on.
In a year and a half, we grew the club by 17 more members, up to 34 members.
That's very impressive.
That's fabulous. Doubled it.
And we increased what we were doing in terms of fundraising. We actually dress children. We send kids to camp. We have a phenomenal golf outing every year. And because the membership did increase, we had more funds to send 10 additional kids to camp last year.
And for our listening audience, Rotary clubs on a community level raise monies that go directly back into the community as well as contributing to the global initiatives of Rotary International.
Such as? Polio Plus.
Absolutely.
Such as clean water.
That's
such
right.
as?
Such as keeping old people like me off the streets.
Poverty.
And radio shows.
trying to eradicate not just polio, yes. but poverty and literacy, clean water, yeah. where there are natural disasters, which we unfortunately have been fraught with lately globally. Rotary International has an initiative with what we call Shelter Box, which is a distribution network that takes provisions in a box that looks like a Tupperware out to devastated areas that has personal and provisions for people for 6 months and 10 people. And here you have, you've been in a leadership position, doubling the membership numbers in your club, which just doubles the ability to raise money to contribute to all of these things that help other people less fortunate.
Yes. One thing I would like to mention relative to what we're doing is that we quickly implemented in the newer clubs that we're starting a program called Cell Phone for Soldiers.
And oh, that
sounds interesting. What's that all about?
Ah, yes. Well, as you know, we have so many of our troops deployed in all different parts of the region. And when we start new Rotary clubs, and we actually are just starting three more clubs, we put together a program called Cell Phone for Soldiers, where you take your old cell phones and chargers and donate them to a Rotary Club. And then AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and some of the other phone companies would take those cell phones, refurbish them, and send them to the soldiers so they can call home for free.
What a terrific idea.
Yes.
You know, Vivian, I know you've got members of your club out on Long Island in Glen Cove interested in this, but we have over 38,000 listeners listening
wow.
to us live on the radio and untold millions on
wow.
the Internet. they might be interested in joining your Cell Phone for Soldiers group. Is there a website or an email address or some way they can reach you or find out about that?
Absolutely. You can call me. Everyone knows my cell phone number. Is it okay to give it online?
Sure.
If it's okay with you.
Absolutely. You can call me anytime at 917-804-0797. My cell phone is never turned off except when I'm doing a radio show.
Okay.
yeah, it's the rules of the studio.
That's right.
Turn off your cell phone.
Our engineer, Bruce Owen, will hit us if we have the cell phone
no
off.
Problem.
Give us the phone number one more time.
917-804-0797.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. If you've got old cell phones you want to donate to our fighting forces overseas, we're going to repeat that number in the second half of the show. So in addition to that, Vivian, what other initiatives have you brought to your club and then expanded out to your district on Long Island in Glen Cove?
Awesome. I want to particularly highlight a gentleman by the name of Lou Falco. Lou Falco was a gentleman I met in a networking event. By the way, we do networking in Rotary, in case you're wondering. And Lou is a former Vietnam veteran who has a passion of helping Vietnam vets, but he didn't have a vehicle to do that with. So Lou and I had coffee one day, and I said, Lou, why don't you come to my lunch club, check us out, and perhaps talk to us about what you're doing and your interest in helping the Vietnam vets. Well, lo and behold, not only did Lou come and talk about it, Lou joined our Rotary Club, and because he joined, he was able to implement a program called Occupation Operation that started at the Glen Cove Rotary Club and now has expanded to the entire District 7250.
That's fabulous.
That's wonderful. Just quickly, right before we go to the break, what other townships are included in your district in and around Glen Cove?
All of Nassau County, every single town in Glen Cove, Nassau County, is a part of our District 7250, all of Queens and all of Brooklyn.
Okay, no, thank you for our listeners. Listeners, thank you.
You may not understand this because I have that cultured Midwest radio announcer voice. I actually come from Brooklyn.
Wow.
And people find that hard to believe.
I do find that hard to believe. I really
and
do.
I'm shaking my head.
I can't believe it.
Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary on Hudson Valley Talk Radio and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is Sarah O'Connell, who's not from Brooklyn. And our very special guest is Vivian Hardison, an outstanding Rotarian. And Sarah, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Arlington, Poughkeepsie, Brewster, Cairo, Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, and Kingston Sunrise.
And we'll be back with more Radio Rotary after these important messages.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org. Gettleson Giordano & Siegel, CPA PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Gettleson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebwasser, with all of his little widget woos in the studios. We're in like kind of a production, I don't want to say makeshift studio. Let's
no.
just say we're not in our usual digs.
That's true.
So I am
they
practically
us.
Sitting in your lap.
They evicted us.
Sharing.
You know, my wife listens to this show.
Yeah, and she'll understand. She'll go, poor Sarah. And we're sharing microphone, ear, the cans, we call them, their headphones,
yes.
and
I'm glad
everything
you explained
else,
that.
And scripts. And,
we have a guest that
and
you're
we
ignoring.
Do have a, well, because I have my back
guest,
to her.
Let's a lovely
just, I know
guest,
it's radio, but I'm still
an
to my
outstanding
southern,
Rotarian.
Southern sensibility is
yes. mm-hmm.
that I would very graciously let me turn around while
go
I'm
right
still
ahead.
Talking into the mic and welcome back our fellow outstanding Rotarian, Vivian Hardison from District, it's District what? Help me out here.
7250.
Which
on
is,
Long Island, Brooklyn, Queens, Nassau.
You got it.
You have been a Rotarian Excellent. For how long?
I have been a Rotarian for less than 4 years.
For less than 4 years, yes. But she's amazingly accomplished. She
right.
serves
Thank you.
On the district level. She's the membership chairman for her district, and she is also the charter president of a new Rotary Club. Did
oh.
you know when she was...
Let's hear about that.
Yeah. Before she helped start, found, birth this new club, She was instrumental in doubling the membership in, at the Glen Clove
Club. She told us that in the first – I was awake for that.
Were you? I wasn't sure you were paying attention.
Vivian Hardison, welcome back to Radio Rhodey.
Anyway, Vivian, tell us about the new club.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited about the birth of a new club. It's called the Brooklyn Bridge Rotary Club. It meets in downtown Brooklyn Heights. We have a lunch meeting every Thursday at 12:15 at the distinguished – most fantastic restaurant there is in New York, the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds like someplace I've got to be.
It's awesome. Awesome.
You know, folks at home, if you can't make it down to Glen Cove or to the Brooklyn Bridge Club to meet with Vivian, who's a wonderful person,
and you're
interested in Rotary, go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, find the club in your hometown, and join us for breakfast or lunch or dinner, whatever the club offers, and join the great service and fun of Rotary. And talking about great service and fun,
to that club.
Okay.
Please come. We'd love to have you. Lunch is on me.
Oh, you see, there you go.
She didn't offer me a notice, but that's all right.
Lunch is on me, too, for you as
well. Okay, thank you, Vivian.
Tell us
a little bit more about some of the service projects you've involved yourself with in Rotary and some of the rewarding experiences you've had as a Rotarian.
I'm going to really stick to the topic of membership because that's really what I love relative to programs. What we implemented under the governorship of Robbie Donnell, our distinguished district governor, is we put together what is called a district-wide growth initiative. And the way that work is for those clubs, I target two clubs, the clubs that had less than 20 members and those who had more than 20. And for those clubs who grew their numbers in the Rotary year, there were three prizes. One was a $500 cash prize. The second one was a $300 cash prize. The third one is a $200 cash prize that can only be used for the service project specifically for your club.
You know why it's important to recruit new members to Rotary is because the more hands, the more service we can do.
Yes, when you have a large number of people, then it doesn't take a lot of work for anyone, and you don't tax out any individual in the club. What I saw across the district was there were just a few people doing all the work, but what they needed were more little hands doing more work, and that's what we've been able to do.
Helping out with the details, and that's the wonderful thing about volunteer work, and certainly my experience as a Rotarian is you can contribute on any level that you'd like. You could be the chairman of a huge, big, important initiative, as are you. And then there can be times in your life where you show up for a day event at a golf outing or some type of other activity, an awards dinner, and you help with the daily tasks there. But whatever you do and at whatever level, it's enormously rewarding because you are contributing to a better world.
I find that people are attracted to Rotary for basically three reasons. One, I find that people want to use their precious time and resources in a place that can make a difference. What better place to do that than Rotary? I also find that people are wanting to align themselves with organizations that have global appeal as well as community appeal and that they are involved in worthwhile humanitarian projects. Again, Rotary satisfies that.
And that's a very important point. I don't think we can put too much emphasis on that, Vivian, is that each club contributes back to its immediate community and the needs, as well as to the global community.
Yes. And the last reason I believe people would like to join Rotary is that people want to improve their own lives and lifestyles, morally and ethically. What better organization to do that than Rotary, which embodies this idea of the four-way test? We govern our lives. We live our lives by four premises. And one is it the truth? The second one is it fair to all concerned? The third, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And last but certainly not least, will it be beneficial to all concerns?
And in many clubs, just for our listening audience, at our meetings, we make it is a lot of fun. There is a lot of fellowship, and there is great food involved. But in many of the clubs, those four sentences or those four phrases are recited so that you can take it throughout the week, throughout your daily life, your business life. So in business standards and personal ethics are involved, and you can hold that close.
Yes, and I believe also that, you know, in Rotary, you can pool your resources with like-minded individuals and make a huge impact, much more so than if you were trying to do it by yourself.
You know, Vivian Harrison, outstanding Rotarian, these are all very good sentiments, and we know we live them every day as Rotarians. But As membership chair, have you had any difficulty recruiting people because of the economy? Say, you know, I'd love to get involved in Rotary, but I'm already working two jobs. I got the kids. You know, how do you go about convincing people that Rotary is worth not only the dues money, but something even more precious, their time?
Well, first of all, I'm not in the business of convincing anybody of anything. I always ask people a question. What is it that's most precious and what are you most passionate about? And whatever that passion is, I will give them or make a suggestion. Why don't you come to one of our Rotary meetings? It can be a lunch, breakfast, or dinner. Come and see what we're doing and come and see if you can use that venue and let us help you fulfill that passion. And that's how I get people, quote unquote, to join Rotary.
Now, what about people who think that Rotary is still an old boys club? I mean, women were not allowed as members till 1987. And, of course, the secret of Rotary is that any Rotary club finds out that your most active and energetic members are your ladies. How do you get around that perception?
Well, I have this old saying that in the beginning, God made man, and then he made woman. So
I know the punchline to that one.
Well, no, it's a beautiful thing because I believe men and women can work together for common causes. And you just find the common cause and you rally around it, and we get a lot done that way. So that's what we do across District 7250.
And around the world.
And around the world, actually, right. Yes.
All right. Have you gone to other Rotary clubs in your travels? I know you and I met when I had a chance.
Oh, my goodness.
To visit
are you kidding
club.
Me?
Yeah.
I probably have.
She's probably a road warrior. Yeah.
I probably have 500%, 5,000% of attendance in terms of Rotary. I probably visit maybe about 3 or 4 clubs a week. Only because there's always something going on in the district and that I like to lend a helping hand to because I am the district membership chair.
How about outside of the district?
Outside the district, yes. I had the privilege last year to represent District 7250 in Taipei, Taiwan. I took a team of 4 young people to Taiwan as a group study exchange leader.
Oh, tell us a little bit. What is group study exchange?
Group study exchange is a program where it's sponsored by Rotary International, where you take 1 Rotarian and 4 non-Rotarians to do a vocational and educational exchange in another country.
And, of course, they send professionals over here.
Because it is an exchange. Yeah. We go there and then they come here. Absolutely. Yes. It's a wonderful experience. They are going to be changing in the near future, but I think we're going to have maybe 2 more years of the group study exchange program.
I'm not surprised that you were involved with that because you are an exemplary Rotarian and you are a professional businesswoman. You're an entrepreneur. You own your own businesses. And it's very clear that Rotary is a very big part of your life and something that you hold very dear and close to your heart.
Yes.
And Rotarian Vivian Hardison, tell us in the minute we have left, tell the folks out there who may not be Rotarians why they should become a Rotarian.
Well, here's what I like to say to you. If you have compassion in your DNA, and if you have a cause that you want to consider having help with, why don't you consider using Rotary as a vehicle? Because that vehicle can help make a difference. Also, we're going to invite you to embrace humanity and come join us. One community at a time to make the world a better place. Give me a call. I'd love to help you.
And give us your phone number again, especially if they want to donate those cell phones
Absolutely.
To our soldiers.
Please call me at 917-804-0797.
Vivian Hardison, outstanding Rotarian. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. And tell us, Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah Trebusser and Vivian Hardison. Radio Rotary is brought to us this week by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster.
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Trebusser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
During the first week in June, the United States honors CPR and AED Awareness Week. On Sunday of that week, June 5th, HealthSave will offer 7 free CPR classes of 1 hour each. Check the HealthSave website to register for the 1 hour class of your choosing on June 5th. It's all free, and you'll be on your way to becoming a true lifesaver. Go to HEALTHSAV.com to register, and remember to leave the E off of save for emergencies.
Hudson Valley Rotarians invite you to help us help those whose homes were destroyed in Japan's earthquake and tsunami by sending life-saving shelter boxes. Each Rotary shelter box has a durable tent with water purification and cooking supplies for 10 people. For more information, go to shelterboxusa.org. That's shelterboxusa.org.